Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So tell us about this big story that's been going on for a week or so now. The pandemic bill caused a bit of an uproar. How is it from the opposition benches?
We think the bill itself is deeply flawed. We think the way the government has dealt with it in the Assembly is outrageous. And we're opposed to the bill. So taking those two things in turn, the government put this through the Legislative Assembly in 3 days. Now, normally you'd have a bill introduced on a Tuesday, the opposition and the rest of Victoria would see it on the Wednesday, and then it would lie on the table for a fortnight so people could have a look at it. In this case, it was introduced on the Tuesday, and we saw the bill on the Wednesday, and then they started debating it 7 hours later and finished debating it the next day. So we think that's an outrageous abuse of process and goes to the heart of, really, why would you want to hide this bill, given it is a really significant bit of legislation?
Is it flawed, do you think? Is it a sound proposal?
Yeah. I don't think so. I think there are elements of it that are an improvement on where we are now. I don't object. In fact, I think there's a lot of merit in having politicians ultimately responsible for making these decisions, because they are, in the end, political decisions based on health advice, sure, but they're, in the end, the politicians should have to wear their decisions. But this one, this bill, the only mechanism that's really accountable for that political decision making is a committee of experts appointed by the government. New South Wales has an all-party committee. Other states that have politicians making decisions make sure the parliament still has a role, whereas this bill takes that away. So that alone is enough of a reason to oppose it. But then there's also problems with human rights and also just the way that the pandemic can be called, even if it, you know, invoked, even if there's not a pandemic in Australia.
I know it's the job of the parliament of the day, but surely this was something which would benefit from bipartisan approach.
Well, I think that's right. I think that if we could have had a proper negotiation between the government and all of the other parties in the parliament, rather than just three independents that it chose from the upper house, we would have had a much better bill. And we would have been in a position where we would have, I would hope, come close to having some sort of bipartisan support. But we can't support a bill that explicitly invokes Victoria's equal opportunity legislation and allows a government to discriminate on the basis of the attributes in the Equal Opportunity Act that are meant to be the ones that are protecting those groups. So we just think there are all sorts of ways in which they haven't got this right, and then they've hidden it and rammed it through. So, no, very opposed.
Do you think it goes anywhere near passing the pub test?
No, I don't. I don't. And I think they know that. If it was going to pass the pub test, they would have introduced it and let the public see it. I mean, we've now seen, I think we're up to 23 QCs, and that number is increasing every day. Coming out and saying this legislation is flawed and dangerous. So it's not just a, you know, political opposition saying we don't like it. There are eminent barristers increasingly saying this is no good.
Now, I don't want to dwell on this story at all because it's still going on, Tim Smith, but do you think there's the danger of Tim Smith's story sort of covering up the pandemic bill, or we need to not be blanketed by it, don't we, really?
We really do. This is far too important. I mean, I do think people are interested in the way MPs behave, and we are in public life, and that is fair enough. However, this is a bill that, once passed, gives the government of the day powers no government in Victoria has ever had before. And we really need to keep very focused on what that means for Victorians. People have views about Tim, and as I say, we are in public life, and it's fair enough that gets discussed. but this is forever, if you like. This bill is there until, could I say, until we can repeal it, because we will repeal it.
Louise Staley, MP, a member for Ripon, thanks very much for talking to us on the Wake Up Call.
Happy to.